Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Zayin Omud Beis, and we begin at the very last word of Kuf Zayin Omud Aleph. We're continuing in the complicated halachos of erva, of nakedness, of the genitalia, and what is considered a appropriate way that one can cover up one's body, one's eyes, one's heart from the erva in order to be able to read Kriyat Shema or other Dvarim Shebekdusha. And the Mechaber in Sif Beis writes, Horochetz Orom b'mayim tzulim b'rotz lishtos. A person is in a pool of water and he wishes to take a drink, and this is clear water. He's in a stream someplace and he wishes to take a drink, so he has to make a bracha. How can he make a bracha if he's naked? What should he do? Yichase b'beged mimato l'libo. He has to make sure that libo ain't a roa esa erva. Kedei shelo ye libo roa esa erva. Kishi yivarech, when he makes the bracha. And we spoke about this in great deal till yesterday. And the Mishneh Berurah over here in Sivkotin Zayin writes, Pirush, dehamayim, afal pi shem sulam, the water which is clear, mikom mokom mahani chisuyun in yishlo ye osur machmas gilu erva. By being inside the water, even though the water is clear, you don't have the problem of your erva being visible. As we pointed out yesterday, that would negate a person from being allowed to daven or say Dvarim Shebekdusha, even if his eyes and his heart don't see the erva. But if the erva is open, it's golui, so then you can't read any of these things while the erva is golui. So here, the erva is in the water, and even though the water is clear, so it's considered that the erva is covered up. Of course, the Mishneh Berurah adds, "Ubipna." You have to be certain. Shiyotzi rosho chutz l'mayim, v'liyistak l'berva. Your head has to be outside of the water, therefore it's not in the same domain, so to say, as the erva, and you're not looking at the erva through the clear water. Kiven damayim tzulim v'niris behem ervasu. Because if you were to look and the water is clear, you would be able to see your erva, and that would also be an issur daraisa. Ella, what should you do? Ella shadayin yesh isu mishum libo roesa erva. The only problem over here is that your heart is in the same domain as the erva, and that's called the heart seeing the erva. Kivin shaleid imo erva b'mayim, both the water, the area of the water, your heart and your erva in the same water. Akin tzorich lechasus bebeged mimata libo. That's why you have to cover up, put a gartel, so to say, around your heart, below your heart. Kedeshi yehefsek ben libo l'erva, that you should have the separation between the heart and the erva. V'huad dinim chotzis bebeged al libo gam kimahani. And anything that you're covering up your heart with would be fine, as we've already explained, l'chaynir li b'sif aleph, as we pointed out in yesterday in great detail. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Ches points out, of course, you have to also make sure you're wearing a yarmulke or that you cover your head. Behu adin shiyachase rosho. You, of course, can't make a bracha without your head being covered. Shelo yivarech begilu yarosh. You can't make a bracha with your head being uncovered. The Mechaber now points out and he says that you cover yourself up, either your heart or, as we'll see, your head. V'dafko bebeged. You have to use some sort of a clothing. Avol biyadayim lo heavy kisur. So just to put your hand over your heart, or to put your hand over your head, as we'll see, that is unacceptable. The Rama adds, Hagah, v'uadin mechase rosho biyadav lo mikre kisur yarosh. The Rama Beferish says over here, when you're covering up your head, you can't just cover your hand over your head and say that's instead of a yarmulke, that's not called head covering. And he says, Ayin Lekam in Simon Sadi Aleph, where he brings down the Trumas Adeshin in the name of the Or Zeruah, where this is discussed in more detail, which we'll discuss now in a moment in the Mishneh Berurah and the Dirshu footnotes. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tess writes, you can't cover up your heart with your hand. This is true whether you cover up your heart with your hand or you cover up the erva with your hand. But the one exception, as we'll see, in a moment, is that if you clench your arms around your body, you clasp your body, so to say, below your heart with your hands, you wrap your hands around yourself, so to say, that is acceptable. Why? The ein guf mechase guf, normally under normal circumstances, your body can't cover up another part of the body. That's called the same thing. The daf could be a dayim di day. That's of course only true with your own hands covering up your own head or your own heart. But somebody else would put his hands over your heart, or for example, putting his hand over your head, that would be considered an acceptable covering. Sivkot and Yud, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Lo Mikre, that's not called the covering. Rotz Lomar, Leinyan Sheimutu Lavarech, O Lahotzi, Mipiv, Shar Dvar Divrei Kedusha. This is not considered an adequate covering when you put your hands over your heart or your hands over your head, that you should be able to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, a bracha, or things like that. He tells us that look in Simon Beis, which we've learned much, much earlier, right at the very beginning of the Mishneh Berurah Yomi series, and as well look ahead in Simon Sadi Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah over there. The issue footnote number 18 reminds us that in Simon Sadi Aleph, it brings down there, Shalom Moel L'chasos Esor Shabiyad. You can't cover up your head with your hand, because it's guf echod. Ve'en haguf yochol l'chasus esatzmo. A person can't cover himself up. Previously, we learned in Simon Beis, where we added, yesh mekilim is there. There are those that are mekil, b'shasat chak, under extenuating circumstances. For example, a person wakes up in the middle of the night, he has a glass of water by his bed, he doesn't have anything to cover his head with, en lo kova l'chasus esrosho, then maybe you could use your hand to cover up your head. However, it's much better to do what the velt does, do what the minag olam is, he says, l'chasus esrosho m'beis yad, cover your head up with your sleeve, with some sort of other garment, that would definitely be considered a kisui. Then, the issue footnote 18, number 18, adds about the chumrah of covering your head. So he brings down the Ber Hativ and says, the issur to walk around with gilui rosh, to walk around with your head uncovered, that's a midas chasidus. Min hadin, your person is allowed to walk around with the head being without his head being covered. The issur is only to say the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to be in a shul and davening without your head covering. That's an actual issur gomer. That's a din that you're not allowed to do that. He further brings down in the name of the Prima Godim that the Issa to walk around Begili Rosh, that's only to walk Dalet Amos. But technically, if you're standing still, you're not over this Issa. However, Bismanenu, he concludes, brings down the Bir Halacha in the name of the Taz. Nowadays, certainly amongst Ashkenazic communities, the Issa Gomer Mios Begili Rosh. A person should not have their head uncovered at all, even if they're sitting alone in their house, even if they're not walking Dalet Amos. Amongst Ashkenazim, we constantly keep our head covered. Back now to the Mechaber. The first din that we've been talking about all today during the shir is when the water was clear. Now, the Mechaber says, v'im hoyu amayim achurim, if the waters were dirtied or muddied, she'ein evarav nirim behem, when you can't see your erva through the water, then mutu likros v'hu besochan. As long as you're totally in the water, your head is of course above the water, but your libo ro'es erva is not a problem over here because the water is muddied, the water is dirty. But it can't be so dirty that it has a bad smell to it. The Ramah adds, if your chest is above the water, and it's your erva, your bottom part of your body is below the water, then you don't have the problem even if the water was clear. If your heart is outside the water and your erva is in the water, so in that situation, where you're not looking at your erva, even if the water is clear, but you're not looking there, that's not called libo roesa erva. Your libo is different than your eyes. Your eyes you have to turn away, but your libo, you don't even have to turn away if the waters are clear. Certainly, if the waters are dirty, then even if your erva and heart are in the same water, that's not considered libo roesa erva. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. In Sivkot Yudalef, he writes that imhein tzlulim, if the water is clear, another way to do this is though kick with your feet and create a motion in the water that makes the water not still, and therefore you can't see the erva. That would also be acceptable to make still water, clear water, to be considered muddied water. This, he says, however, is davka bekarka shayach zeh. This is only true in a pond, but not inside a mikvah or some other vessel. She'ein ba'ofer v'tit, that doesn't have dirt in it, and then just kicking in the water, that would not be acceptable. And this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, he brings down the Or Zeruah, Dafilu Beroches Etzasmo Begigis Shayach Zeh. This would be true even in a bathtub of some sort, this would be acceptable. In Tishu footnote number 19, he brings down that if a person is washing with soap, and that changes the color of the water as well to make it into a non-clear material, the Orach HaShulchan says this is also called Achurim, muddied waters. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis writes, the water can't have a reichon ra, a bad smell to it. He says these halachos will be discussed in Siman Pei Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Yud Gimel, that if your heart is above the water, lamala, da mayim mikri hefsek ben libo lever, then the water constitutes a separation between your heart, which is above the water, and the erva, which is below the water. The Zohar Gamkein, and as we mentioned already many times, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here as well, you have to be very careful, she'ein of you chutz l'mayim. Your eyes have to be outside the water, obviously. The lo yistakob erva, and they shouldn't look at the erva. The lo odif me erva b'yashoshes hamvur b'simen ayin hei, siv hei d'osr. This is a halacha that if you're behind the glass, your erva is behind the glass, for example, that's still called seeing the erva. So the water certainly would be no better than behind the glass. You can't be looking at the erva, and if you are, then you can't make a bracha or dvarim shebikdusha. Siv gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im ha'adam mechabek gufo bizroosov dainin le kaf soka. This is what we pointed out already in the Mishnah Berurah previously. The mechabek here says that if you clasp your arms tightly around yourself, then that is halachically considered a separation between libo and the erva. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalid writes, Pirush, im omeid b'mayim tzlulim, you're standing in clear water, v'libo gam kein tochamayim, and your heart is below the water line as well. Then, sarach hafsik bin libo le'erva, so then you have to have the separation between your heart and the erva. That would be sufficient to clasp your arms. Even though we've already explained that normally your hands are not good, this situation is different. Clasping the arms around the body, that would be acceptable. Why? Hatam, the reason is, this is not normal for a person to grab his arms around his body. Now he's doing it, clearly for a hafsik, mikre hafsoka, therefore it's called the hafsik, even though he is one entity, his arms and his body. The Achronim agree with this. He brings down over here in the Shaar HaTzion, this is many Achronim, the Levush, the Birkei Yosef, the Derech HaChaim, the Griz, and the Chayyodim, and the Shagas Aryeh. The lo kimaram tivulo, not like the opinion of the Maram Tivulo and the Prichodosh, the Shemach Mirim Bezeh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, Kisho holech b'choluk below mechnasayim, if you're going with just some sort of a cloak without wearing pants, v'umadbik b'yodo achaluko, and you press down on the choluk, al halev, o mitachas libo, that would also be acceptable, kidei l'hafsik bein libo li'erva, and gam l'didhu shari, this is also acceptable. In Tirshu footnote number 20, he writes, v'yafo pishino gea b'yodo v'mekomas mechusim, when you're covering yourself up here, you're touching parts of the body that are normally covered, and you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're touching parts of the body that are covered up until you wash your hands. So you bring down some shelus tshuva Torah lishma, mikomako mutal levarach. Here you are allowed to make a bracha. And he says this is also the opinion of the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and the Nishmas Avram. And he says the reasoning is shahaguf b'mayim lo shayach shubo milmulei zeya, because in the water you don't have the sweat there, and it's the sweat that's the problem normally, not allowing you to make a bracha. That as long as you haven't wiped off the water, if your body is wet, nechshav ka'omi b'socha mikveh, it's still considered as standing in the mikveh, and it's not a problem over here touching those parts of the body. Achein, im noga b'raglov, if you touch your feet, however, tzorich lichos eshodav, then you have to wash your hands before you can make a bracha. Because tumas haraglayim is mishum ruach ra, that's a separate entity, not just sweat. V'rak, im noga b'hen kishem b'soch meha mikveh, eno tzorich lichos eshodav. And only if you touch your feet while you're in the mikveh, do you not have to worry about that, and you could still make a bracha under the appropriate circumstances. However, he brings down from the Shevet Alevi, Sha'af Bofen Zeh Ein Ligos Bechapos HaYadayim B'mekomas HaMechusim. He says that you should be careful not to have your open hands touch the parts of your body that are covered. It's one thing if your elbows and your arms do, but don't let your open hands do. He then further adds, Kishirochetz Eskufo Heiteh, if the person has washed himself off well, he doesn't have any sweat or dirt upon him, and then he touches part of his body, so the Kav HaChaim says, Ein Tzorech Lito, you don't have to wash your hands before you make a bracha. However, he brings down the Eishel Avraham Mibachach, as well as the Torah Lishma. They say, in regards to Negiyah Beguf, Lo Chilku Chachamim. The rabbis didn't make such a distinction, and even if his body is totally clean, they would require you to wash your hands before you make a bracha. Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer Shaha Noshim Yicholos Levarach Ulispalo Kishen Levushos Hecholok Afo Pisha Enon Mafsikos Lamato Mehaleib. Until now we've been talking about the lochos for a man. A woman's anatomy is obviously different. And therefore the Mechaber writes that for a woman, she would be allowed to make a bracha when she's wearing some sort of a garment, even though there is no hefsik between her heart and her erva. Why is this? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah first adds, Hagah, the im hain arumos, if they're totally naked, so shetihei ervo shalhen tuchos bekarko, they have to be sitting on the ground with their genitalia totally covered up by the ground, oshiosos al shar dover, or they're sitting on something else, doz ein liban roe ervo shalhen. In this way, their heart doesn't see the ervo. The Mishnah Berurah will point out this is a printer's error, which we'll get to in a moment. Masha ain kein be'ish, as opposed to a man whose anatomy is different, and even if he's sitting on the ground, his genitalia are visible. Now, let's see inside exactly what we're talking about. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tezvav explains, Hatam, the reason why a woman, the same dinim of libo roes ever don't apply is by a man, the ervosan lamata ma'ot, their erva is not visible in the same way that a man's erva is visible. The ervosan lamata ma'ot, their erva is more towards the bottom of the body. Vein halev shelo yochol lirosa, and the heart doesn't see the erva the same way by a man the heart sees the erva. mikol makom, and him own those arumos. Nevertheless, if they're naked, yesh when isur acher. There's a separate isur involved over here, the hainu isur kilu yervot, which we've spoken about, an isur deraisa of making brachos over here when your erva is revealed. Lo mitzad alev. It's nothing to do with the heart seeing it. Ela mitzad shenema lo yira v'cha erva's dover. This is based upon the pasuk that your erva shouldn't be visible. They would be not allowed to make a bracha if they were standing naked. El, what can they do? A woman can be different than a man. El, if she sits down, she covers up her erva. Even if she's not clothed, her erva is covered up, as the Ramah writes, as we already pointed out. When she sits down, poner shlamata, her external genitalia, which are below her, are mechusin by sitting down. The ain ervosa nearest, and her erva isn't seen, and therefore the halacha is different by a woman than a man. Mashakos of Ramah, that which the Ramah said, which I pointed out, the oz ain libon roa erva shlhen, that technically it seems to say that the heart doesn't see the erva, hu lav dafka libon. It's not talking about the heart, it's talking about the erva itself being visible. The libon belav hach in roa erva son, because as we pointed out, the heart of a woman never sees her erva. So we're talking about the erva being visible. El al shlote begilui erva legamre kamar. That's what he's talking about. The toes sofru, and it's incorrect. There's a printer's error over here. The tzorach lomar not the ein liban ro erva shalahen. Elo, it should say the oz eino nire erva shalahen. Their erva is not visible, and this is brought down in the name of achronim. Sivkot and Tezai in the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nehalev, the Bach is cholik on this. The Bach holds the gam beisha beinun hafsoka bein lev leerva afilu kisheish lo malbush. There, by women, according to the Bach, you also have to have a separation between the heart and the erva. However, many achronim disagree with this. Shara achronim, he brings down in the Sivkot in the Shara Tzion Yotes, Hataz, the Shach, the Graz, the Shulchan Shlomo, the Marki Yibarim, the Shagasai, you all disagree with this Bach, and they follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He says also, look in your Yerideya, with the Taz and the Shach right, the Lefima Sheposak LeShulchan Aruch Po, that which we passing over here, the Ein Shayach B'Isha Liba Ruas Erva, that there is no din of a woman Liba Ruas Erva, therefore, Muteris Levaruch Birchas HaTfila, therefore a woman, when she's in the mikvah, and she's making the bracha, when she's Toveles, Kishil Medis B'Soch HaMayim, when she's in the water, Av Shia Dayan Aruma, even if she's naked, as long as she turns her head away so she can't see her Erva, Mishum Gili Erva Ein Bazer, her Erva is considered covered up, Na'amayim Nechshav Min Kamo Kisu, the water is considered the covering of her Erva. The However, if you want to be Yotze everybody, including the Bach over here, so just have her heart above the waterline, and this way, the Zeshari Afbish, this would be good even for a man, as we pointed out, as the Ramo had said in Sif Beis. Or, alternately, to Chabeg Zerosel, Hafsipin Libel Erva, she should just clasp her hands around her body, and this way it also separates from the heart to the Erva, as is the Psak of the Chochmas Adam, which we also broke down previously. Or she could kick up the water a little bit so it's not visible and clear, so she can't see the limbs because the water is muddied a little bit, and this would be Lekuliyama Mahani as well. If there are other women over there that are not clothed, so then Pashut, it's simple, the halacha, the tzricha be'ezha brocha, lahach zirponeh v'guf v'men. She's not allowed to look at any of the other people. Be'af, the name of the mokom mikvah, who reshus b'me'atz v'olo mahani. To say that this is a separate reshus doesn't work, as we'll learn in Simen Ayin Tes, Siv Beis. Finally, Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tuchos, that the woman is sitting on the ground, rotzoloma devukos v'mechusus b'akarka, that she's touching the ground, and she's totally covering up her bottom area, her genitalia, with the ground. As opposed to a man, lo shayach zeh, ki habeitzim v'agid bolten, because his external genitalia, the gid, and the testicles are going to be visible. He brings down the Mogen Avram as well in Simen Reishvav, the daito diafim ha'agvos nirin in l'hakbid. If the buttocks are visible, that's not a problem, that's not called erva. Agvos ein behemishum erva. V'shem mashem k'sas m'biragor, and this seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. The El Yeraba, however, pasak the agvos yesh behemishum erva. How do we paskin? Though in Dirshu footnote number 25, he brings down yesh lahachmer b'zelechatrila. One should try to have the agvos covered up. And in Dirshu footnote 24, he says the side of the agvos, according to El Yeraba, is not called agvos, but the Chazon Ish says af k'tzos ha'agvos, any part of the buttocks chashuvos ki agvos. That concludes today's shir.